Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principles. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer. These are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. We have a lot to get into in today's show. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, Joshua Briscoe is going to join us on the show. He is with the Chiefs Radio Network. We will recap their loss against the Houston Texans, where we currently stand with the Kansas City Chiefs, and what's next for the Chiefs. We also have their exact playoff formula. We'll go through that coming up in the 2 o'clock hour as well. We got a lot to get into in today's show. We are going to begin with the AFC playoff picture. We'll do that coming up momentarily. But before we do that, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you guys to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, if you told two people, I mean, I'd be grateful. But you know what, man? Beggars can't be choosers. If you could just tell one person to check out the show, I would greatly appreciate it. Number three, and most importantly, I need you to remember that the open of the show each and every day is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. So we got a little NBA Cup action today. We are at the elimination stage when it comes to the NBA Cup. So if you want to stop in, get yourself a little NBA action, grab yourself a bite to eat, maybe get yourself a cold one, then go stop by and see our friends over at The Other Place with five locations all across the Kansas City metropolitan area. So where I would like to begin was my journey today scouring through the FanDuel app. Now, I didn't place a wager on anything, but I was doing research more than anything. I was doing research because I was curious now that this week has concluded in the National Football League and we just saw the Chargers get a nice win against an NFC team, a nice home win. And the Chargers, I think you would have to consider them in the mix. I was curious to kind of see where we currently sat in the AFC playoff picture and how things have shaken out. Because as we've talked about over the past 4 or 5 weeks or so, the public and Vegas was still very much believers when it came to the Kansas City Chiefs. I would say that they are still believers, as the Chiefs are a favorite in their matchup coming up against the Los Angeles Chargers. But at least when you were talking big picture, talking about Kansas City's ability to make the postseason, talking about Kansas City's ability to make a deep run in the postseason, the public is out. Vegas is out. So I was just curious where we currently sit at a state of the AFC, because we have never been in this situation, at least not in the Patrick Mahomes era. As long as Patrick Mahomes has been the starting quarterback for the Chiefs at this time of the season, they have always been in it. From his first game to his last game, they have always been inside this conversation. So this is new territory for a lot of people to be talking about a stretch run, four games left for every team in the National Football League, and to not be talking about Kansas City as a team that is currently in the mix. So let me give you the AFC playoff picture, at least according to FanDuel. Right now, they have three teams that are tied for number one, the Patriots, Broncos, and Bills. All three of those teams right now, you can get at 4-1 odds. Houston right now is number four. They are at plus 680, so about 7-1. Jacksonville is about 7-1 odds as well. And the Los Angeles Chargers are at 10-1. Now you can continue to scroll down and scroll down. And you got Baltimore at 11-1, Pittsburgh at 18-1. Right now, Kansas City at 22-1 odds to win the AFC. So they are way down the list in this conversation. But let's focus in on the top. Let's focus in on those handful of teams that you think could possibly represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
A lot of people have made either the Tom Brady comparison for Patrick Mahomes or the Michael Jordan comparison. And the Michael Jordan comparison, I think, is a very easy one. That Michael dominated the 90s in such a way that he blocked a lot of other guys from finding championships. Reggie Miller didn't win a championship. Patrick Ewing didn't win a championship. Like, we can go up and down the list of how many people that directly came into contact with the Bulls run in the 1990s and found themselves on the wrong side of the argument. The Chiefs, especially in the AFC, they've been that way for the last couple of years. Lamar Jackson doesn't have a championship. Josh Allen doesn't have one. These guys haven't even represented the AFC in the Super Bowl. That is how dominant the Chiefs' run has been. Now, at least in the short term, it feels like that run is over. And now you look at the AFC playoff picture, and it is completely wide open. Where I think now the responsibility to represent the AFC really solely falls on one team. It falls on Buffalo. If you look at the rest of the AFC, you are looking at a lot of teams that either don't have playoff experience or haven't done anything in the postseason. Let's remove Buffalo because they've been there the last couple of years. They've gone to AFC championship games. They've gone on the road. Outside of win those games, Buffalo has done just about everything you can do in the postseason. They've played in Arrowhead. They've played home games. They have done just about every box that you could possibly check other than win the AFC championship game and find themselves in the final Sunday of the NFL season. But you look at the rest of these teams. New England, their quarterback's next playoff start is going to be his first playoff start. Bo Nix got his first taste last year in the postseason. This would be his second start. C.J. Stroud, he has a little bit of playoff experience, but Houston has always just kind of bumped their head in the postseason against a team that was better than they are and have a better quarterback than them. Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence, kind of the same thing. Been to the playoff a couple of times, doesn't really have, I guess, that much experience. Also never really won in the postseason. Justin Herbert also never won in the postseason. If you are going to remove Patrick Mahomes, if you are going to possibly remove Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson, man, there's only going to be one quarterback in this year's AFC playoffs with any kind of postseason experience or exposure, really, and that person is going to be Josh Allen. It does feel like, in a lot of ways, that the Super Bowl, at least the Super Bowl appearance in the AFC, that now feels up for grabs, it is Buffalo's to lose, which is funny to say about a team that I don't think is going to win their division. But if you are going into the postseason with perceived to be the best quarterback, and I'm not really sure if that is an argument in the AFC on who the best quarterback to be in the postseason is, man, the expectation is now that you don't have to go through Kansas City and you could possibly not have to go through Baltimore and Lamar Jackson. Man, the feeling is now going to be on Buffalo. You guys got to finish this deal. And if you don't finish this deal, this is going to be something that you regret for a long, long time. I know that Patrick Mahomes is still playing, so this analogy falls a little bit short, but it kind of feels like that first NBA playoffs after Jordan retires to go play baseball, where if you're the New York Knicks or you're the Indiana Pacers or you're the Orlando Magic or one of those teams in the Eastern Conference, you had to be thinking, we don't got to deal with Michael Jordan this time. So wait, it's open? You're telling me now that there's not the Bulls we got to deal with, it's not Scotty, it's not my, it, we can win this thing? I think you're going to see that level of burst. I think you're going to see that level of excitement in the AFC playoffs. Man, it has been a while since the AFC playoffs have been up for grabs. I saw a stat. The last time that the AFC championship game didn't include Patrick Mahomes and or Tom Brady was 2010. That was 15 years ago. Was the last time that the Patriots quarterback wasn't in the AFC championship game or Kansas City's quarterback. This conference has been dominated by two human beings, and it may continue to be this way. Maybe this is just a blip on the radar, and Kansas City goes back next year, and they're in the AFC championship game, and they go back to the Super Bowl, and they get that thing back on track. They're not going there this season. So one of the spots that has been basically reserved for the last 7 years when it comes to Kansas City, and the question was not if Kansas City was going to play in the AFC championship game, but who they are going to play in the AFC championship game. Now, not just one spot is available. Both spots are available. Both spots feel available. Man, one of those spots needs to be the Buffalo Bills. It is not Super Bowl or bust for the New England Patriots with their quarterback in his first postseason. It is not Super Bowl or bust for the Houston Texans. They've never played in an AFC championship game before. I don't know if you can say that if you're the Denver Broncos. Sure, those teams have had great regular seasons, but I don't know if you're holding yourself to, we got to make it to the Super Bowl or this year was a failure if you are those teams. That is absolutely how you will feel if you are the Buffalo Bills. Things have broken in a way that you could not have predicted. You could potentially, if you're Josh Allen, you've always had to feel like you had to beat Burrow or Lamar or Pat. You've had to beat some combination of those quarterbacks to find yourself in the Super Bowl. You're telling me that things have opened up in a way in which that might not be the case? You're telling me that the AFC might have broken in a way in which Buffalo isn't going to have to go to Kansas City, not going to have to go to Baltimore. I mean, I'm looking right now at what the potential standings could be. And if things stay true to form with where we are right now, Buffalo could be going on the road to play Jacksonville in the first game. Maybe then you got to go to Denver. And then who knows where you could potentially find yourself. I know they're a wild card team. And I don't think they're winning the division. I think New England is winning that division, and they are going to be a wild card team. Man, Buffalo sits there as good as any team in the AFC. If they could just put it together, if they can figure it out defensively, you got to feel like they got a chance in an AFC right now that feels completely wide open. We've talked about this throughout the season. You can find a way to poke a hole in any team in the AFC.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.